Finally today, the San Remo Music Festival, which took place last month. It used to be Italy's premier musical showcase, the contest that crowned the new kings and queens of Italian song. A lot has changed since the first San Remo Festival was held in 1951. TV audiences have dipped, but San Remo's still got a massive following, especially among Italians who adore the middle-of-the-road power ballads a lot of the artists bring to San Remo. Enter the Milan-based indie rock band After Hours. Piangi fermo in tangenziale. They've been around for two decades, but this year, After Hours decided to enter the San Remo competition for the first time as a kind of protest against the smooth pop the festival represents. The public phoned in and voted them off in the first round, but that didn't keep the San Remo judges from voting the After Hours song Il Paese è Reale as the festival's best composition. Manuel Agnelli is the singer for After Hours. I caught up with him at the South by Southwest Music Festival in Austin, Texas. After Hours was playing there, too. Agnelli says despite the support San Remo still has in Italy, the underground scene is starting to emerge.
There's a huge underground scene, actually, but it's still really underground. It's not taken in consideration by the official press or television.
What for you did that contradiction represent? That, you know, here you are eliminated on day one, but your song is given the Critics' Prize.
I think that San Remo doesn't represent the reality in Italy anymore. It's a TV festival. It's not a musical festival anymore. And if you're not, like, into the TV standards, you know, you're not into the festival. And people don't, you know, recognize you as something similar to them. And that's why they don't vote for you.
I'm wondering why this is this way in Italy. I mean, is there kind of a national congenital aversion to experimental music? Or, I mean, because obviously you presented it at San Remo and the judges said, okay, you're, you know, the people at home say you're out in the first round, but we, the judges, think that song is pretty good. I mean, if you present something in the right way, will people warm up to it in Italy?
I think so. Yes, definitely. That's why we're doing what we do. Because we believe that the people would accept and would like, would love everything. Not everything, but, you know, most of the music that is in the underground world now. Because, you know, it's like, you know, it's true music. It, you know, telling true stories about true life, you know. And especially in this period, I think that the people need something like that.
Do you ever wonder yourself... Italy was this country where, you know, Caravaggio made great works of art and Verdi created great masterpieces of music. And today, you know, it can be summed up in kind of San Remo. That just seems kind of weird.
I think that it's not a lack of talent. There's a lot of talent, a lot of energy, a lot of ideas. I think it's the structures around it. And, you know, the policy, the strategy is to bring bands and musicians from America, England and Germany into Italy, into the Italian market, and not to take the Italian, the local, you know, repertoire abroad. That counts. That counts a lot. I think there's a lot of talent in the underground scene in Italy.
Manuel Agnelli, frontman for Italian band After Hours. We spoke last Friday at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. The band continues their short tour of the U.S. this week. We've got dates and venues at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. We're back tomorrow.